easier again towards the southwest.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Tuesday, the 21st of April. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight. Low West Trafalgar 999, expected 250 miles west of Fitzroy 979 by midnight tonight. New low expected Biscay 1005 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. 40s Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle later in 40s and Cromarty, moderate or good. Fisher, northeast backing northwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor later. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. East or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in German Bight, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Plymouth. Fair, good. Biscay, easterly becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in the northwest. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in the northwest, decreasing 5 at times later. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Fog patches in the southeast. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the southeast and poor elsewhere. Sole, east 6 or 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, east 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fastnet. Fair, good. Irish Sea, east 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Shannon, easterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in the south. Fair, then occasional rain in the south. Good, occasionally poor later in the south. Rockall, easterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in the southwest. Showers, good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Easterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in the north. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Faroes and later in Fair Isle. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east by south 3, 22 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Stornoway, east 4, 32 miles, 1033, now falling. Lerwick, north by east 4, 27 miles, 1037, now falling. Lucas, east northeast 4, rain 1.5 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east 4, 1028, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 4, 5 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 5 miles, 1022. Jersey, east northeast 4, 15 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 6, 1022. Scilly Automatic, east by south 6, 6 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Valentia, east 3, 24 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, east northeast 5, recent rain, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. And Malin Head, east by south 6, 19 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure will remain centred near Iceland, with a strengthening easterly flow across the United Kingdom becoming strong across many southern and western waters, with a risk of gales developing in the far southwest. Many fair conditions dominating across the inshore waters, but occasional rain may return to the far southwest for a time on Wednesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, decreasing 2 at times later. Fair, then occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the south and 2 later in the north. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly, 4 to 6. Fair, good. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, except in the far east. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East, 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later. Fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East, backing northeast for a time at first, 4 to 6. Fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good. The Isle of Man. East or northeast, 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 3 at first. Showers at first, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in the south. Showers at first, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in the south and 6 in the north. Fair, good. And the Shetland Isles. North or northeast, 3 or 4, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. And I'll just give you the general situation again. High pressure will remain centred near Iceland, with a strengthening easterly flow across the United Kingdom, becoming strong across many southern and western waters, with a risk of gales developing in the far southwest. Mainly fair conditions will dominate across the inshore waters, but occasional rain may return to the far southwest for a time on Wednesday. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Of course, you can get the very latest weather and shipping bulletin on the BBC Weather website. This is BBC Radio 4, where we'll join Anna Hill for Farming Today in a couple of minutes. But first, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Elizabeth Rawlinson Mills.
Good morning. Quakers have a proud tradition of campaigning for social justice. The earliest friends were motivated by the revelation that there is that of God in every person. A vision of human equality which was revolutionary in the 1600s and is no less vital now. This principle has defined the Quaker way. Quakers were fundamental to the campaign to end the trade in enslaved people. And they have worked continually for criminal justice system reform. They camped at Greenham Common and boycotted apartheid South Africa. Quakers were the first faith group in Britain to recognise and campaign for same-sex marriage. And they have campaigned on the climate crisis and created cities of sanctuary. It's a lot of activism for people who are also committed to the idea that we are all spiritual travellers without a precisely defined destination. Quakers have a set of advices and queries, prompts for reflection and challenge, and one of my favourites ends, "Think it possible you may be mistaken." We only need to turn on the news to see the dangers of certainty, a world in which changing your mind is seen as weakness, and where the language of religious conviction is used to justify the most appalling injustice and violence. Quakers balance a spiritual commitment to seeking truth with a practical commitment to working for equality. The two are not always easy to reconcile, and there are not many topics on which all Quakers in Britain agree. I give thanks for a community which is open about the fact that we are feeling our way, checking our bearings. May I be open to new light from whatever source it might come. Thank you, friends.